Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey everybody, this is Jay Young with The Jay Young Show. Today we're going to have a great guest, the Warren Buffett of La Jolla, California. We're going to talk to him because he is a QI. And he not only is a great QI and does a lot of transactions, but he also knows what to do with your money and what are the trends. We're going to talk about trends. We're going to talk about how can you become a QI. How did this entrepreneur, Warren Buffett of La Jolla, how did he come in and go, hey, man, this is, you need to use me as your QI because not only am I good at that and I do a lot of these, but also, too, I know where to go with your money in the future. So we are so glad and honored to introduce Lance Groth. Lance, thanks for being on the show today.
No, it's my pleasure. Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you. So in the beginning, we're going to go into DSTs and 1031s, you know, all that a little bit later. Why you should invest with, you know, an energy DST and King Operating and with you and doing the QIs out there, which we have a lot of friends in Southern California. But first off, you know, the show kind of kicked off because I wanted to talk to people maybe that aren't, you know, haven't gone to school yet or they're thinking about going to school and kind of the path because, you know, I mean, I went to high school and then I went to college and I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do next? And I didn't really have that person that was saying, you know, go here. My dad told me, hey, you got a job at Johnson & Johnson, go do it. And I'm like, well, I don't know about Johnson & Johnson in West Texas, you know, so I didn't take that. But I just want to have a career path and have an idea for that. So tell me a little bit about yourself and did you grow up in Southern California?
No, I actually grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, and spent a lot of time in Brooklyn, New York, with kind of like where the other half of my family. I was originally born in the island of St. Lucia, so mom immigrated there and kind of brought us out here to pursue the American dream. So grew up on the East Coast and only came here when I decided to go to law school.
Okay, so you went to law school. So that's why you went to West Coast, was law school. So yeah. Okay. And so tell me about after law school.
After law school, what did I do? Oh, I went to work for city council. I worked for District 4, Merle Coach, as a council member. I was a community rep. So my job was to go out and pretty much meet all the leaders of the community and kind of find the concerns and bring it back to city council so they could kind of address some of their grievances. And a lot of those community leaders happened to be in real estate. So
right.
And so,
a lot of real estate in California.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of real estate in California. So when did you get into the real estate? What was your first job? What did it look like in the real estate business?
First job, I went to work for a 1031 exchange company in downtown San Diego. And I happened to focus in property and tax law in law school. So it was kind of like a natural progression. I was like, let me just give this a shot. When I got the job, I was obsessive and I just became really good at it. It was, you're just meeting all these different people, especially kind of small time investors. They'd come by and like, hey, we're just selling this piece of property. And I'd have to kind of give them some emergency breaks. Like, hey, you do know when you do that, you know, all that profit you're seeing. Yeah. You're going to have to give up 33% of that.
And, wow.
That is what, yeah.
Wow. You should take a video of all their faces after you said that to them, you know? So you could save them that much money just by doing a 1031.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about a 1031. What is it illegal? I mean, to save that much money or something, or man, I mean, what Is it what is it? What is a 1031?
1031 is a U.S. IRS code that allows people to shelter their taxes, basically protect them from taxes. The best example I always give people is, if your name is on title to a house, you're inside the house. When your name gets off title, you're outside. Now pretend it's raining, and that rain is taxes. So it's raining taxes on you, and you have to get into a new house. So a 1031, that's why they call it a tax shelter. While you're outside of the house, it shelters you from those taxes. You have 45 days to identify a new property and 180 days to get back into a new house. So it's, you know, IRS regulation that allows investors to be protected from those taxes as a way to basically incentivize them to go back into the market. Because if you tell somebody who invested 100 grand and then 10 years later the property is worth $1 million, they're happy with 900,000 in profit. But if you tell them, hey, that original 100 grand you invested, when you're selling at a million, you have to pay us 300 grand. Some of them will be a little hesitant to sell. But if you give them that incentive, like, hey, you can keep that money just as long as you go back into the market equal or greater to what you sold for, and we'll give you a little tax preferential treatment. So it's legal.
Wow, it's legal. Good. That's good to know. I mean, I'd take the show in a different direction if it wasn't. So I invest 100 grand into a real estate property, and I sell it 10 years later, and I make a $900,000 profit. $300,000 that's going to go to the government.
Yeah, average between state tax, federal tax, and what's called your depreciation recapture tax, you're going to see a blended average of roughly 30% on that profit.
So, wow.
Yeah, if you don't do a 1031, you cough it up. If you do a 1031, then you get to keep more purchase power and then go buy something even bigger.
Right. So I can take that $900,000 and put it into another property, and I don't have to pay the $300,000. But as long as I do it within, if I come to you first, Warren Buffett of La Jolla, if I come to you first and I say, hey, Lance, what do I do with this $900,000? You're going to say, take this. I got it. I know what to do. Go find another property. You can go find another real estate property, or you can go find an oil and gas program with Larimer County Energy Fund, DST with King Operating, just an example. And you could do, let's say, $450,000 with you, and then $450,000 with me, or not you, because you're not a realtor. You're just a qualified intermediary, putting people in place that say, hey, I've got inland, or I've got another DST, or I've got another property that we could go into. And that's where we come in as King Operating is. We also have that alternative product that you can go into and build assets. Yep. as we do. Okay. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, so because of you, you saved how much money for people in Southern California by telling your story?
Saving people money, it's obviously millions. A lot of clients come in, a lot of profit, and when they're done, we give them one note. So this is how much money you saved. You know, the last one we did yesterday was $700,000.
Wow.
We just saved $700,000. Congratulations. So it's a lot of money, and it's a big ticket item.
That is amazing. That's amazing. That's what is so popular about this business and the 1031s, is because you don't want to pay taxes and take it out and pay taxes. You want to continue on with another asset, because maybe your asset's at its full length and it's at its height. You want to sell it. You want to put some of that money into, and we've talked about, you know, energy assets are a great way to make money in the future, and we have our track record to prove that, and we've made money for people. But, you know, don't take your profit and pay taxes. Put it in the DST with Lance, Mr. Warren Buffett of La Jolla. And man, you're the king. So that's great. So let's talk a little bit about where do you see your business in 5 years?
Our business, our goal is to be in every major metropolitan city, because currently we do 1031 exchanges all over the country. It's a federal guideline, so. We're doing it in Florida and Texas. I'm flying to Arizona Thursday just to meet with a client. We don't meet all of our clients, but a lot of them do want that physical presence. So our goal is to be in every major metropolitan city, because no matter what, almost any educated investor, if they're selling a piece of asset that they use for business or investment and they plan to continually invest, a 1031 is just a no-brainer. It's a smart option. You get to keep more purchase power. So in 5 years, we just plan to have more offices. So for those kind of clients who need more handholding and physically come into the office, we can talk to them, give them a free consultation, kind of really let them understand the process, and just kind of make sure we're more accessible to people.
Gotcha. Is this new? Is 1031s new?
Oh, no. It's been around for decades.
Oh, really? Decades. Okay. Is there a lot of people doing them? How many 1031s do you think are being done this year, this month, this day? I think I'll stun Lance here. But
we're doing about 33 a month, just personally, right? Just us right now. And that's growing because our audience is starting to get a bit bigger.
That's a lot. That's a lot. How many are in the United States this year, do you think?
All of them are in the United States. It's federal guidelines.
I mean, how many DSTs do you think there are in the United States this month? You did 33. How many do you think are being done in the same month? 3,000? 300?
More than that? maybe tens of thousands.
Yeah. Wow. That is a ton. That is so much real estate being transferred. That is just hard. Okay, let me ask you this. So when you are educating others about, tell me about the rent control in California. Is there going to be rent control in California? Your speculation about rent control in California, and also, I mean, is this good for real estate investors?
It's difficult for investors because, especially small mom and pop guys, they're just throwing in their money and their, you know, getting people to occupy the building and then collecting rent. When they start having to actually, prescribe to like the local municipality and make sure that they're following proper guidelines in terms of what they charge for rent, is going to cause a little bit of headache because guys just don't sometimes just, they're just trying to throw the money here, get it up and running, keep moving. When they start having to do a lot more administrative things, it causes some difficulty. So I think it's definitely going to happen. The conversation is consistently about the high price of rent in California. So there's definitely going to be some changes, and it will impact the market.
Gotcha. Wow. Unbelievable. That's something. Hey, so let me ask you, because we just started doing the energy DST. People have done real estate to real estate, and they've done oil and gas to oil and gas, and there's been some real estate to royalties. As a matter of fact, 12, 15 years ago, we did a lot of royalties where you could sell your real estate and go into royalties. But I don't like royalties. I don't think it's a good deal for investors. The payback's way too long, and we just can't buy royalties these days at a good price. You know, so we can't show them the returns we can with drilling in a royalty. So, you know, we're just trying to get out there and talk about, educating others. What should I do? Give me some advice on how do I get out there and meet more people and talk to people about, people that want to, do the real estate and want to go in from real estate to oil and gas drilling instead of royalties. What do you think I should do? Can you give me some advice?
Sure. You asking for some free marketing tips? No problem.
Absolutely.
Well, this is one thing we do.
Only on the Jay Young Show.
Are you familiar with title officers?
With what?
Title officers.
Title officer? No. Are they working in a title company?
Anytime you sell a piece of real estate, well, at least in California, you have to run title on it. And there are officers specifically tasked with basically tracking title, as in how that the hands that this property is going to hand over to. Is there an easement on the property? Is there any lien? Like they're checking title, which is like a birth certificate to a property. Now, these title officers can pull the name on title to any property in a given area. Mm. But most real estate agents, they only use them at the point of sale because it's required by law to use a title officer to make sure you run title and check if there's any encumbrance, any headaches on the property. These guys have access to this database, which can give you a name on title of the property. So if you wanted to find properties to sell for business or investment, all you have to do is have a title officer use your database and say, hey, can you do me a favor? Run a search query for a name on title where you see one name or more, four or five pieces of property. Why? Because if the person is living in one of those buildings, then the other four or five pieces of property with their name on it is probably used for business or investment. Have the title officer run a search query where you see one name on a piece of property for more than 25 to 26 years. if the property's held for business or investment, then in 27.5, the property's fully depreciated. These title officers can give you the name on title, the address, and all you simply do, which is a lot of the DST guys are doing, especially the big boys like Inland, Morgan Stanley, they simply send out a mailer inviting these people to a free dinner and some powerful education on 1031, on great investments, on how they can better utilize their property or sell and go into better deals. They line them up, they flood these places. 80 people normally attend, and they normally invite me to show up to speak, talk to them about the transition on the 1031 piece, but it's real simple. Just have title officers use their database to find your audience, your client, people who actually need your help, people who right. held the property for more years, and they don't know what to do with it. People who are tired of dealing with the three T's, landlord-tenant issues, collecting rent, having to deal with tenant disputes, and they should probably go into more passive investments. So there's multiple different ways to go into that.
I got you. That's great. So how many of your DSTs or 1031s are repeat? Repeat business?
50%.
So half your 33, this 16, 15 to 20 or so will be repeat deals this year. So, I mean, that's good. So you're not right. Yeah. You know, I mean, to grow, you're growing by, you know, new business, but you're also, there's people out there that have multiple properties. Tell me a story about one of the guys, and what's the most properties that one person owns in California? Don't give me his name, but just, is there one guy out there that has like 20 or 30 properties or something? Or
there's one guy out there that's at 867 properties.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That's business.
Yeah, man, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he does 1031s every time he sells a property? Or does he sell, or he just keeps?
He sells all the time. The property's coming to the lifespan, especially right now. There's a bit of an inventory issue in San Diego, Southern California, its entirety. He's letting things loose left and right, and the minute he puts it on the market, within probably 1 to 2 weeks, he has a buyer.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, Lance, we're going to wrap up. Is there anything that you'd like to share to wrap up?
Anyone wants to contact us, our number is very simple. It's 619-991-1031.
There you go, 1031. I love that. That's a great last four digits. We need that number. I'll tell you what. And but I'll be seeing you on a regular basis. Lance and I are going to work together on some projects. I mean, if anybody wants to get to know the Warren Buffett of La Jolla, you can go to his website. You go to his website and learn more about him, which you need to know more about him. He's a great guy. Not only can he help you with a 1031, but he can also help you with all the other different avenues there are to look for investments. He can't recommend anything because he's a QI, but what he can do is just put you in touch with, because he's got his hand with so many different, on the heartbeat of San Diego, Southern California. You know, he's gonna know, you know, where's a good project, where's a bad project, and that's why, you know, we're connecting, because we've got our great project that we feel like that is gonna be the best thing that will ever be inside a 1031 that's marketable. Because King Operating, you know, I put this together because I was like, you know what, we've got to make sure that we can increase the value, and our deal's just like an apartment deal. It is just like an apartment deal where, you know, you are putting together a project and we're value adding leases by drilling and completing wells. And our first project, we raised $30 million in equity, $49 million in debt, and we got up to $194 million in a very, very short time. And I've got a video that's going to come out about that, talking about our track record, but we did not sell. Because I begged our lenders and our team to sell, we did not sell. But if we'd have sold at $194 million, I mean, we would have been in a different league today, obviously, you know, with our investors. But we're not going to make that same mistake twice. My team knows that I want to sell. Whenever I say sell, we're going to sell. And number two, our lender won't be in our way next time. You know, so, you know, we look for these type of investments because we are excited about the 1031 business. We're excited about working with Lance on some of his strategies that he's doing with in Southern California, getting to know more about him and getting to know, because I mean there are a lot of great people in Southern California, no question, and we want to know more about you and you know, come on you know, his website and know more about Lance Growth, 1031.com, Lance Growth, Growth, 1031.com, and learn more about him. Thank you very much, everybody, and let's wrap up and you know, call us and let us know how we can help. Thank you very much, Lance. Thanks for being on.
Same here.